Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I am your host, Chris the Intermittent. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Amazing Race 31 recap right here on Everything About TV. I almost forgot what season we're at. I almost forgot what season we're freaking at right now with, you know, the Amazing Race. I can't believe we're on 31 seasons. I could honestly not tell you guys when I started. I don't remember exactly what season I started on, but this season, I think this is probably one of my favorite seasons of them all. I really, really am enjoying this season alone because it is battle of, you know, the reality TV stars, pretty much. It is like, it sure is very interesting in a way for a season of The Amazing Race especially. And of course, it will be probably one of the only shows I'll be covering after next week. Not the week after, but the week after, then I'll be on a regular, normal, like a very quieter schedule for Everything But Reality TV. But I will talk more about that when we get to it. Let's get right into it because I want to, you know, break down this whole episode, and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about what went on during this episode of The Amazing Race, and we're at the third episode of Amazing Race 31, so it is already at the 31st episode of The Amazing Race right now. So obviously teams will obviously have to book their flight via the Travelocity app to Vietnam, Ho Minh Chinh. I forget what the name of the city was. That's the thing about the race. I gotta learn how to pronounce the pronunciation isn't always the greatest with me. Ho Chinh Minh City is where they're actually going, so they have to book via the Travelocity app, and then must pick up a packet which has like herbal stuff in it, which is their next clue. And then Beck and Floyd made amends with Tyler and Corey. Obviously, they give them peace offering for, you know, putting putting them through, you know, doing the double U-turn. And then Tyler and Corey that said they like to run their own race, and then Chris and Brent want to, you know, stick with the pack this leg. And then also Lisa and Rachel actually made amends, or they tried to make a peace offering to Beck and Floyd, obviously. But Beck and Floyd said they're going to get revenge. They are definitely going to get some revenge when it comes towards, you know, like if there's another U-turn, they are going to definitely try to U-turn them, I guess. That's my thought. That's what I think. They might end up having to U-turn them as well. So, and then of course, Nicole and Victor, Alyssa and Rachel, and Brittany and Janelle made a Big Brother alliance. And then Tyler and Corey got a taxi. Neil Jamal, obviously still looking for a taxi. Beck and Floyd, they were eliminated in Vietnam, as we remembered back. I forget what season was Beck and Floyd in. I'm trying to remember. Beck and Floyd was this season 29? If I'm correct. If I remember, they are from season 29. I'm trying to remember as well. Even the Wikipedia says 32 on there already. Beck and Floyd. Yep, they were season 29. So obviously they are already like they want to, you know, not get eliminated whatsoever during this leg, especially being there. And then of course, Colin and Christy got the next clue. It was detour. It was so they have to, obviously in this one, they have to either catch, what was the name of it now? I'm trying to remember. Darn it, my memory just completely shot today. And I know I'm making stupid jokes at myself. I'm making stupid ass jokes about myself here. It was obviously a detour, and I don't even know where the Sam Hell it is. I don't know. But anyways, they either had to catch 8 prawns. I actually spelled it wrong in my notes, which is hilarious if you ask me, because obviously, because I wrote it incorrectly, technically. I think I spelled it, how did I spell it? It was like P-R, they have to get 8 prawns, which is like a fish of some sort. So they have to get 8 prawns, or they can do light it up, where they will have to dance to the beat, and obviously they have to keep the beat, obviously. And then Alyssa and Rachel, Nick and Victor and Nicole, we're going to do Light It Up. Leo Jamal said, obviously, Leo Jamal said something. And then, of course, Eliza, you know, they're going to do Light. I think they said they're going to light it. They're doing the fishing, I think. Chris and Brent fishing. Brett and Floyd doing Light It Up. And then Becca, you know, saying it's going to, I guess, do the dance. It was Floyd that was doing the dance. And then, of course, Becca says she was a cheerleader, obviously. No, wait, that's the other two girls, sorry. Becca had a dance, like a dance camp of some sort. And, of course, Floyd led in a Colorado State, you know, marching band, obviously for Colorado State University. And then, of course, Alyssa and Rachel were cheerleaders together. And then, also, Taylor and Corey were fishing. This is the way I spell prong. Ron. I put prong. P-R-O-N-G. Now, yeah, you're going to probably laugh at that. You're going to probably laugh your ass off at my mistake. I spelled it that way. And it's P-R, according to the Wikipedia, P-R-A-W-N. That's how bad sometimes my spelling could be at some point. My spelling could be crapola some days, but you can laugh. I'm going to let you guys laugh as you're listening to this podcast. So, Floyd excited to be in Light It Up, and then also, he found out he's going to be in a Light It Up suit, so he was really thrilled. Mecca and Floyd, first attempt, it was a fail. They did not successfully do it, and they will, I think sometimes the judge will tell you why you didn't do well. They will kind of tell you exactly, you know, why you did not do overly well in the challenge. So it was not enough energy. Brittany and Janelle in front of Chris and Brent. Brett. And then, of course, Brittany said, we're at a wedding. Are we going to crash this wedding or something like that? Corey obviously got a prawn. I'm actually correcting my idiocy of spelling on my notes. So Corey got one prong, and then prawn. Okay, there we go, prawn. See, I'm still learning at 33 years of age. I'm still learning some spelling, even at my being in my 30s now. So obviously, after trying to figure out how to take the hook out, Corey had to take the hook out. I think it was someone else that cut themselves. And then Beck and Floyd done. And then obviously it was a roadblock. I forget what the name of the roadblock was. It was obviously this roadblock. It would be where they have to, you know, pretty well. What's the word I'm looking for? They have to, sing along local dancers. Asia's Got Talent, which is, I guess, it's very, very well known in the country too. I think it's worldwide. Like they have all kinds of different Got Talents. There's Guinness Got Talent. We have had it here. We've had the America's Got Talent, which is still on air, I think, currently. And then they got them all over the world. Look at the Amazing Race. Amazing Race, there's a whole pile of different, there's all kinds of different, what's the word I'm looking for? Like there's Amazing Race Africa. There's Amazing Race Australia. And look at Survivor. Survivor Australia, Survivor in the US. Like, and then Big Brother's all over the place too. Like, you know, the shows are worldwide. Practically. So, okay, and then, so yeah, they have to pretty well learn the form of karaoke in front of an audience. If they sang the lyrics correctly, obviously they'll get next clue. And, but the lyrics are in Vietnamese. a language, obviously. And the song is Thought Bot Nago. Nago? Sorry, if that's, am I correct? I hope I am good. I would probably fail this challenge. I probably would not do that well. But it is a tough challenge. It is a really tough challenge. And obviously, it is a tougher challenge to do. So I think it was Floyd that was going to do it, because obviously Roblox is tasked to one person, Geechur is both of them obviously, so and then of course and then Alyssa and Rachel were they did not get the dance correct, and then Colin and Christy, you know, they did not do the dance right, and then of course Corey got two prawns. There you go. I'm getting my right spelling for certain words correctly. And yeah, I'm being a little sarcastic. You can probably tell by my voice, I am being a bit sarcastic at the moment. And then, of course, Corinne and Eliza were fishing. Tyler and Corey asked them, why aren't you dancing? Obviously, the girls said, it is their nightmare. So obviously, you know, dancing is not their thing, pretty much. And then Alyssa and Rachel said, Alyssa and Rachel had no energy. Nicole and Victor, obviously had no energy either. Corinne was actually bleeding from the prawn because, not the prawn. I think it's either the prawn or was the hook. It might have been the hook or it might have been the prawn that bit her, but, she was fine. She got the hook out and got one. Liza asking, where is Brett and Chris? Brett and Chris, they were dancing, so obviously that I put that in my notes to mention that they were actually dancing at the moment, so they did the opposite, obviously. So Colin doing the Roblox, Colin Victor done, and then of course Janelle and Brittany were doing the dance, I think. And Tyler obviously was kind of scared of the prawn. I'm going to keep repeating myself. I have to. Corinne got another 5 of 8. Tyler said they needed 2 more. And then, of course, Corinne and Eliza got 1 more. Floyd, obviously, you know, was working on the words to the karaoke. And then, of course, Rachel and Alyssa was on their 16th attempt. Rachel remembers the Bollywood dance that she had to do in India, which was back when she actually raced with her husband, Brendan. I know, Brenchel, as they were always called during their season of Big Brother USA, especially. So Rachel says she can't do this. So obviously my comment was, oh, here we go again with, Rachel being Rachel, you know. I was kind of like, then she also said that it was kind of her that was kept messing it up. So kind of blaming her sister, but you know, it's a team effort. Don't forget, you're on a team practically. You are like on a team when you're doing this race. You're doing, it's teamwork. It is, there is no, like they say, there is no I in team, obviously. So where was I saying? And then Brett and Chris got it wrong. And then Corinne, and then obviously they switched to fishing. Brett and Chris finished fishing. However, of course, Corinne and Liza were finished. So the two survivor teams are kind of miss each other, I guess. But they weren't work. I don't think they were working together. But I know there is a Big Brother alliance going on, kind of at the moment. There's a bit of an alliance going on between Team Big Brother. And so Corinne and Liza were done. Tyler and Corey asking how many were left, and of course Brett said several, and the dancing was hard, and then Floyd done, and then teams must go to Tai Kai. Okay, now I gotta look at a second here. It was Tai Kai, and I'm not good with my language. It was Tai Kai, Ho Tai Kai Flower Market, which is the pit stop for the regular race. The last team to check in may be eliminated. So Tyler got the lost prong. Rachel doing the roadblock. So obviously, you know, then Janelle and Brittany were done. Colin said to Victor, it isn't as easy as you thought. Alyssa telling Victor, you know, to get out of there fast. And then Victor done. Team number one with Becca and Floyd. They won a trip for two by Travelocity for a trip for two to the Bahamas. Sorry, I said trip for two twice. They won a trip for two by Travelocity to the Bahamas. And then Eliza was going to try it and failed. Tyler done. Eliza done. Team number two was Victor and Nicole. Team number three was Colin and Christy. And then Janelle was wrong. I thought Leo and Jamal were going to get eliminated. Honestly, that was my thought. Like, I thought they were going to be eliminated. I thought they were going to be out of this race. And I was like, I'm not a big fan of the way, you know, Leo and Jamal play. But, you know, they are a very well-known team to, you know, up to their old tricks, right? So, Rachel didn't get it. Team number four was Tyler and Corey. And then Janelle was done. Rachel, good. And then team number four was Corinne and Eliza. Brett was wrong. And then Brett was done. Team number six was Janelle and Brittany. Team number seven, Alyssa and Rachel. And then, of course, team number eight was Leo and Jamal. Phil said they went from first to worst. Oh, not worst. They went to eight. But not, obviously, Phil said something, it kind of rhymed, I forget exactly what it was. Team number nine was Brett and Chris, but this was a non-elimination leg, so there'll be a speed bump the next leg of the race, so they will have to complete a speed bump on the next leg of the race. And next week, teams will try to be, and then, of course, teams try to do something, and then also, Liza and Alyssa will be button heads, so that will be kind of interesting. I'm sure there'll be a bit of drama next week on the Amazing Race and whatnot. Speaking of the Amazing Race, I'm gonna pull up my tweet deck, which has all the schedule of the tweets for the recaps, and has like blog posts and all that. It has the hashtag everything about the TV, which you can use whenever you want to join in the conversation on Twitter. You can use the hashtag everything about reality TV. I know it's very long, but it is a very popular hashtag these days, because it does pop up from time to time. But the main point is, not just because I do interactions about reality, not just like Big Brother, Survivor, and all that, but Wednesday night before I was up north with my dad for the day doing the boat trip and all that, I had two reality TV stars, Eliza from Survivor, who's also on the season of the Amazing Race, like my tweet, which I will read back after, and Flight Time. That rings a bell. That name does ring a bell. It is Flight Time from Flight Time to Big Easy on the Amazing Race. So I was kind of starstruck. I had about 5 likes on that whole tweet too, but I'm never gonna forget that Eliza in Flight Time liked my tweet. And the tweet was, I'm giving Grin and Eliza credit, they are sure a competitive team, hashtag everything about hashtag Amazing Race. See, my brain's not working today. But that was really cool to actually see the two Amazing Race teams, past and current, actually like my tweet. That's really awesome. So that is really, really cool. I was like, what? I was like, I don't know. It was kind of like, let's see. I think it was just like after the episode aired. That's when my Twitter on my phone was going. I was like, what is going on? And I was like, and I went on my computer and like, oh, Eliza in Flight Time like my thing. So that was really cool. That was a really, really cool moment. So yeah, next week looks interesting. I think this doesn't even tell you where they're heading next week, but it will be interesting to see what's going to happen next, especially this being leg number 4. And there'll definitely be there'll be elimination next week indefinitely. They don't like to do two non-eliminations back to back. It seems like it doesn't seem to happen, you know, too often that where they have two non-elimination legs. So I'm guessing it would be a non-elimination next week, and that will bring us down to 8 teams as well. And also, the way I kind of go through, I kind of look at the whole result chart, and I kind of count, you know, I go like, let's say from 9, 8, 8-7-6-5-4-3. So it kind of tells you, kind of gives you a kind of good idea how it's going to work, obviously. But, you know, I'm happy for Becca and Floyd to actually have won won this leg of the race. They are one of my teams that is on my list currently right now. I think most of my teams are actually near the top right now, actually, at the moment. But you never know what happens in the race. Things can go from good to worse just like that. But you never know, right? You gotta think positive mind. And I'm really enjoying the season. I really am. I really am enjoying this season indeed. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I apologize for not, you know, being on schedule this week, just because I have had a busy week, late part of the week, because I was actually away yesterday. And tomorrow we'll be back. We'll be back 8 p.m. Eastern for the Big Brother Canada recap, week number 9, the third last recap for the season of Big Brother Canada. 8 p.m. Eastern, we'll be on schedule. I am going out. There will be a special blog post coming out on Sunday to talk about the Maple Festival locally here. So we're going to be doing a special blog post on Sunday for that. So, but yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web, for behind the scenes news, updates, whatever I feel like tweeting about, or, you know, if I have any ideas I want to discuss with you guys, I will bring it up on Twitter. Till then, I'll see you guys tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Big Brother Canada recap. Until then, have a good night. See you guys tomorrow. Bye for now.